Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the people.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to our show, The Town's Midnight Main Event. The occasional challenge is already underway.
Long before the dawn of man, strife was already a major component of life. Wherever a creature shared a piece of land with another, it was just a matter of time until a struggle for resources would ensue. Man was no different, showcasing a perverse fascination with violence. Man and civilization brought forth more innovative ways of taking human life than any other function needed for survival. There are more ways of killing a man than there are ways of making bread or making love. And while the latter two are quite limited in scale, man has gone beyond imagination with his capacity to destroy life with one push of a button. Between uncontrollable crime in the streets and escalating war on the borders, it was all just a matter of time. Little did they know that the self-destructive nature of man could never be stopped. There's not enough love in this world, not enough money, to prevent this ancient circle from coming round again. When the time is ripe, evil will rise with the confidence of an oppressor. Mark the gray people, cowering in their seats. Mark a lawless town, silently crying for a hero. Life, every man holds dear, but the dear man holds honor far more precious than dear life. Things never go well before first going wrong and then getting worse. It is quite unlikely that world order will be shaken from within. For such a dramatic change to occur, an outside intervention is needed. The surviving nations finally realize that man's unstoppable appetite for destruction must be contained.
In the name of the people.
Hello, welcome to Crimes Against Humanity Radio, episode number 2. Today we are looking at California's Senate Bill 107. Let's take a little closer look at that right here from an article from senate.ca.gov comes Senator Wyner's historic bill to provide refuge for trans kids and their families signed into law. From Sacramento, Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law Senator Scott Wyner's legislation to provide refuge for trans kids and their families. Senate Bill 107, it will take effect on January 1st, 2023. Senate Bill 107 will protect trans kids and their families if they flee to California from Alabama, Texas, Idaho, or any other state criminalizing the parents of trans kids for allowing them to receive gender-affirming care. If these parents and their kids come to California, the legislation will help protect them from having their kids taken away from them or from being criminally prosecuted for supporting their trans kids' access to health care. SB 107 is co-sponsored by Equality California, Planned Murdering Parenthood, Trans Family Support Services, and Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kunalakis. Senator Weiner quotes, as so many states work to erase trans kids and criminalize their families, California must always have their backs, said Senator Weiner. With SB 107 signed into law by Governor Newsom, California is forcefully pushing back against the anti-LGBTQ hatred spreading across parts of our nation. The rainbow wave is real, and it's coming. Thank you, Governor Newsom, for standing with our community. This legislation has inspired 19 other states to introduce similar trans refuge state bills, as trans kids and their parents are currently under assault by executive and legislative action in Texas, Idaho, Louisiana, Arizona, and other states. For example, under far-right anti-LGBTQW Governor Greg Abbott, Texas began investigating and potentially prosecuting parents of trans kids who receive gender-affirming care. Governor Abbott also directed state agencies to consider removing trans children from their parents and placing them in foster care. While Governor Abbott's directive temporarily placed on hold by a state court, the state is appealing that ruling. Similarly, Alabama enacted a law to put parents and physicians in prison for up to 10 years for allowing or providing gender-affirming care to underage trans kids. Given recent trends in anti-LGBTQW and anti-abortion legislation, other Republican-controlled states no doubt will pursue similar legislation and executive action. Senate Bill 107 has three main components. It prohibits the enforcement of a law of another state that authorizes a state agency to remove a child from their parent or guardian based on the parent or guardian allowing their child to receive gender-affirming health care. The bill would prevent California's law enforcement from cooperating with any individual or out-of-state agency regarding the provision of lawful gender-affirming health care performed in this state. As a result, families will be able to come to California to avoid having their trans kids taken away from them. And second, it bars compliance in California with any out-of-state subpoena seeking health or other related information about people who come to California to receive gender-affirming care. If the subpoena relates to efforts to criminalize individuals or remove children from their homes for having received gender-affirming care, some states are considering legislation that would extend the criminal prohibitions even to residents who travel out of state to receive gender-affirming health care. And third, it prohibits law enforcement participation in the arrest or extradition of an individual that criminalizes allowing a person to receive or provide gender-affirming health care where that conduct is lawful in California and to the fullest extent permitted by federal law. It will declare that it is California's public policy that any out-of-state criminal arrest warrant for someone based on violating another state's law against receiving gender-affirming care is the lowest priority for law enforcement in California. Trans youth already face numerous barriers to receiving the health care they need. Studies have shown that access to gender-affirming care for trans kids reduces risk for depression, psychological distress, and suicidal ideation. The criminalization of trans children and their parents leads to increased mental health issues and even suicide. With SB 107, California will continue to be a leader in protecting the civil rights and basic dignity of LGBTQW people and will help trans kids and their parents have a safe place to go if they are threatened with prosecution or criminalization for being who they are and seeking the care they need. SB 107 is co-authored by Susan Eggman, John Laird, and Assembly members Evan Lowe, Alex Lee, Chris Ward, Sabrina Cervantes, Matt Heine, Ash Kalra, Rebecca Bauer-Kahan, and Mia Bonta, all Democrats, Senate President pro tempore Tony G. Atkins, and Assembly Member Lori Wilson, principal co-authors. And we got another article about this here in a moment. Let's see. From the RT.com. Let's see if it lets me smaller here. California to shelter trans minors from other U.S. states. Governor has signed a bill offering protection to youths who are being denied gender-affirming care elsewhere. California will now welcome transgender minors and their families from other states where local authorities have restricted access to gender-affirming therapy, according to new legislation signed by Governor Gavin Newsom on Thursday. Quoting, "We believe that no one should be prosecuted or persecuted for getting the care they need, including gender-affirming care," the official proclaimed in a statement shortly after signing the bill. The legislation, among other things, bans California healthcare providers from disclosing medical information in relation to other states' laws, prohibiting gender-affirming care for minors. On top of that, the new bill prohibits the enforcement of a court order, quote, based on another state's law authorizing a child to be removed from their parent or guardian, on that parent or guardian allowing their child to receive gender-affirming health care or gender-affirming mental health care. From now on, a court in California is also authorized to take temporary emergency jurisdiction when a child has not been able to receive gender-affirming health care elsewhere, which typically encompasses measures ranging from mere counseling all the way to hormone therapy that delays puberty for those who want to change their sex, for those underage who want to change their sex. Some on social media were quick to suggest that this effectively means that California courts will be able to take custody of trans children if they flee their home states. However, Asaf Orr from Transgender Youth Project told Reuters that, quote, this law simply clarifies that courts should retain jurisdiction in situations where a parent brings their child to California so that they can obtain medical treatment for gender dysphoria. State Senator Scott Wiener, the mastermind behind the bill, tweeted that the new piece of legislation aims to protect minors and their families, quote, if they're being criminalized in their home states. Wiener also criticized states like Texas and Alabama that are seeking to tear these families apart. February, Texas Governor Greg Abbott called on the state's Department of Family and Protective Services to probe any reported cases of minors receiving gender-affirming care. He also urged ordinary citizens to inform authorities of such suspected instances. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey signed a bill that made providing gender-affirming medical care to people under the age of 19 a felony for medical professionals. However, the initiative faced opposition from a local court. A similar law was passed in Tennessee in May, making the treatment needed for a transition between genders off limits to prepubescent minors. And I've see if this one wants to come in. Well, from stationgossip.com. No, that one's not it. It don't want to come through. Wants the VPN. But basically, that one talks about that what is not mentioned also in the bill is that it allows for homosexual activity from adults upon minors and also allows for children to be touched in inappropriate ways by adults. And then from thepostmillennial.com, Doug Mastriano proposes ban on medical gender transition for children as he gains ground in polls. Pennsylvania Republican gubernatorial candidate and state senator Doug Mastriano announced last Friday his plans to introduce legislation that would prohibit gender transition surgeries for children as part of his efforts to protect Pennsylvania's children from unintended consequences of fringe progressive ideologies, end quote. Quoting, these experimental medical procedures risk the health and well-being of our children. Mastriano said, press release, quote, I can't stand by as medical providers across the country cave to the pressures of militant leftists committed to distorting the concept of gender so that it defines the bounds of science and logic. As the November midterms quickly approach, the new polling data suggests the GOP have a strong lead in Pennsylvania due to a strong foothold in the suburbs. Mastriano's statement comes just a couple of months after a new guidance was leaked from the World Professional Association for Transgender Health, recommending transgender hormone treatments for children as young as 14 years old and sex change surgeries such as double mastectomies and testicle removal for ages 15 to 17. Quoting, kids are being coached into life-altering decisions without any evidence to support the safety or efficacy of these so-called treatments. The state senator continued, highlighting the lack of conclusive research on such procedures on youth. Quoting, the medical community's rush to embrace these procedures is disturbing and compels action from lawmakers to protect gender-questioning children, not experiment upon them. Mastriano is running against Democratic State Attorney General Josh Shapiro to replace Tom Wolf as governor of Pennsylvania. According to pediatric medicine specialist Dr. Zachary McLean of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, puberty blockers are being prescribed to children as young as 8 years old, and sex reassignment surgeries are starting at around 14. According to McCain, quote, we're just not sure, quote, if the puberty blockers he prescribes are hindering cognitive development, and said that the hormones blocked by such treatments are the ones that foster the growth of the limbic brain system. According to the Queensland Brain Institute, the limbic system is, quote, the part of the brain involved in our behavioral and emotional responses, especially when it comes to behaviors we need for survival, feeding, reproduction, and caring for our young, and fight or flight responses. There we go. That's almost half the show, just reading the articles to build up to CPS, you know, CPS, one in four children die in CPS, and other numbers of them are molested in places in the foster cares they're placed in. And suddenly, California, these Democrats, people that all voted for this, suddenly believe that the CPS system can now take on runaways from other states and provide free gender-affirming care to these underage youth. This is paramount to kidnapping children from another state. having their own parents aside. Let's get to that in a second. Let's just talk about the kids that flee, that run away from wherever they are, believing that they will be safe in California, is the biggest lie that has ever been told. The Child Protective Services need such an overhaul to verify that children are cared for and not ending up at places like the Bohemian Grove, where so many children on whatever conspiracy theory get sacrificed to Moloch. Polly Klass, you know, grandfather, wrote a book, Bohemian Grove. So these sycophants want to harm children before they are even adults that even know what a proper life-changing decision is, without even consulting any adult, to accept runaways into the state and chop them, give them drugs, and change them from how they were created, be it by God or just creation, made them who each of us are. That's who we are. It's not like you can just change who you are. You can pretend, and you can take drugs to pretend you're biologically different. But get the heck out of the women's locker room if you have a penis. Is real simple, real simple. And so these people are pushing this gender-affirming dysphoria malarchy upon California. And as a Californian, I do not accept this. It is a Pied Piper law bringing in children from other states to put them under control of the state and watch them disappear. You'll look at the numbers of these children come to the state, and just like the ones under CPS protection, CPS care, ones that are under the foster care system, that the state is their ward, has a 1 in 4 chance of dying. Now, you want to say everything's honky-dory with this ideologists, you know, the crime against humanity is to deform the human without the human getting to an age where they can make their own choice, as we have voted that people that are 18 and above can change and do whatever they want. Send them to war. Send them to wherever, go do your gender-affirming care when you have enough time to know what's happening in the world around you, not when you're a child that's barely getting through high school, if even in high school, to have these horrible things happen that cannot be undone. You cannot undo puberty blockers. You cannot undo this therapies that they want to push upon people as Gavin Newsom runs around with scissors, enticing children from other lands and California children to cut them. What is he, a moil? Is he going to circumcise them? They didn't do enough during the circumcision, which also, by the way, is a crime against humanity to mutilate a baby as it was born. It doesn't matter if what religion says, oh, that's how it is, that's how we've been doing it. It desensitizes the male and is horrific and is child baby scarification. Period. There's no, it's not. No, it is not a health concern. It is scarification to mutilate a baby as it is born. People really want to see what's happening with this transgender. Just visit Thailand, where children are born with 2 sexual organs because their parents felt that that was the way that they could push the child into the sex slave trade. Bear their children with multiple sex organs. This is happening. People don't want to think it's happening, but it's happening. And what else is a crime here? not upholding warrants or subpoenas by another state of the union, that is a crime in and of itself that has nothing to do with any gender affirming, what have you. We as Californians are not a separate country to do willy-nilly as we want to any members of any other states that are seeking refuge in our state. Period. We are not here to say you can come get mutilated in our state. We are not a haven for disgusting, horrible people that push this agenda, that are pushing it around the world. These Soros-backed money people, these Bill Gates-backed money people have done such horrible things to California, and they must stop and be stopped. Period. It's so horrible that these people are doing this. You think it's okay? Like, show a kid likes the drag queen show. So what? Let him, okay, you like the drag queen show, dress like a drag queen. On your 18th birthday, give him some scissors. Let him snip it off. Not beforehand. We don't need people in schools pushing the gay agenda. The gay agenda. That's right. It's an agenda. It's not, don't exclude me. It's an agenda. Force them into people's minds. It's a, how about just F off, step off. How about just be whatever you're going to be. Just don't force it on other people. And forcing things with drag shows, with queens dancing around, flashing their what have you. Do you even know a gay person out there? Have you ever been at the house of someone, of a popular gay person who has young boys hanging out in his hot tub? Just, yay, what's going on? Yeah, you know. Well, I have. Dennis Perrone, one of the largest proponents of marijuana legalization, is the biggest fag you would ever know. He loved younger boys. And he was a great, great friend. He was a good friend who let me stay at his Castro cottage quite often and let me interview him for Freak Radio Santa Cruz 20-something years ago when I was when I had somewhat of a show thing going on. So, and I knew when you're sitting in the hot tub and the other boys are in the hot tub and they start getting close to each other, that's when I get out of the hot tub and they can do whatever they want. And you know what? They were over 18. And this bill also makes it less punishing for a man to stick his penis in the butt of a child. In the rectum of a child, of an underage child. People don't want to look at the fine print of these things. They think it's okay. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah, sodomy is okay. Yeah, for youths to screw youths, sure. But once there's that age line, there is no acceptance. A child is not some piece of meat to be screwed and molested. There is no proper excuse for someone to act on their attraction to a younger child. Perhaps when we were evolving, many children were married and given away from when they were 9 years old and 13 years old, married off to somebody else with a dowry. And that's in our heritage as genetics. You know, it's also in our heritage, rape, lots and lots of rape. Every single person is a product of rape at multiple points in their genetic evolution, multiple times. But is that okay? No, it is not okay. And people, just as Senator Blackburn talks about, that we need to stand up for the rights of people that have faced sexual aggressiveness and that have need to prioritize the different DNA rape kits that are being pushed forward by the federal government while only half of them have been looked into. What we need to do is prosecute and find those people and take a testicle. Take a testicle right off these people that are sexual predators, proven beyond any reasonable doubt, multiple fold, that they have committed crimes against someone sexually, and remove a testicle. Well, you think that's funny? Well, if that person is with someone that wants, that doesn't know them, but is getting sexually engaged and sees them with one testicle, they will not be able to hide the fact that they are a child or sexual predator. Take these testicles off of these wieners and don't be a bunch of whiners. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. The gay agenda is an agenda. It's not an acceptance. It's not, that's fine. I don't care if you're in the closet or out of the closet. Just clean up and wash your hands before you shake mine. You know, whatever someone of adult age wants to do to other adults is fine. But people that believe it's okay to follow through with their attraction to minors and to think that it's okay to sexually disrupt their path, yeah, that's when you bring out the snippers and start taking testicles. That's when you start out there and you take someone's nipple, if so be it. Something to mark that person. Just like if you stole in the times of Arabic lands, they would take off your hand to show people who you are. Simple as a matter of fact. These people living with their silver spoons in their Sausalito towers, traveling to places that California has barred. California does not allow any of its representatives of the state to use state payer funds to go to nearly half of the other states. But where was Gavin Newsom last week? Oh, he was hanging out in Texas, which is not allowed to be visited. And same with the Pachosi. She is a state elected official, and yet she goes to a foreign communist neighboring country to incite issues. We've got to look at the, bring the McCarthyism back and start weeding out these communists today before they continue to degrade our society in the great state of California. There are so many crimes against humanity that these people want to overload us and make them think that that is the new norm. No, pedophilia is not the new norm. Pedophilia is what we have to keep an eye out for and prosecute and scare those perverts into going straight, or they will face permanent physical consequences. You can't just take a leg off someone. Why is that person limping? Oh, they're a pedophile. So all the one-legged people are pedophiles. You know, it's not too bad of an idea. You know, is that people, they don't know the consequences of their actions and they continue to persist. We just have to increase the consequences. Like, it's really horrific what people are doing, saying it's okay. Suddenly everybody thinks it's okay to be racist, to all of a sudden be racist. When I was growing up, you don't call someone black. What the freak is that? You know, hey, what's up, black? You say, what? Am I black? You know, what's up, nigga? Am I a nigga saying that? You know, white boy, sure. Ignorant, no. It's real simple that they're trying to flip it on things with cunts like Kamala Harris saying, only people of Hispanic origin can receive aid in Florida. Those ones first. Everybody else can wait. Be like, that's un-American. That is very un-American. That is a crime against humanity to segregate the rest of the Americans apart. Is this some reverse racism? Because it's still racism. Is it reverse sexism? Because it's still sexist. Well, that's another thing. Another one. Reverse sexism is still sexism. People, anybody that wants equality, that confuses it with equity, is someone to be careful for. Someone that says, oh, I want to be equal, but I'm owed because somebody else hurt me. So, you know, you got to pay for it. You got to suffer because someone that looked like you hurt me. Is that not equatorial profiling? If equatorial, I don't know if that's really the right word to use. Is that just not messed up? People, we just do not want to stand up anymore. We're standing in a room full of sissies, people that have no balls, because people like Gavin Newsom wants to cut them off and give people things that take away their testosterone. We do not have a military presence in California as we should, as we are one of the number one places for invasion through the sea. We are at risk from anyone causing a tidal wave against the coast of our beautiful state. We are at risk from all these foreign entities buying up land, buying up property, buying up educators, buying up companies, buying up legislators. Now, you think it's fair for someone to say, hey, I'm going to spread a few million across these groups of politicians, and they'll vote in my favor? That is a crime against humanity to let one individual weigh their power against the voting world greater than the average person, to let someone donate more than they make, more than the average person makes, to tip the balance in favor of another official. Now, of course, this fella is a one-man army going against all this perversion that is circling around us. I'm not one with hundreds of friends around me. In politics, you have no real friends in politics. Everybody is just out there. They're co-conspirators in politics. They are colluders. People that agree with you one day will flip the switch another day. The world of politics is a horrible, cutthroat place, and the people with silver spoons believe it is their right to push each other up in front to take the chairs so they can run the whole society into the decadence of hell, of pedophilia, of Sodom and Gomorrah. And we know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. A giant airburst of a meteor above Sodom and Gomorrah blew up, and it melted the entire civilization 3,560 years ago. And that's the most recent finding of Sodom and Gomorrah that has been found. Another finding that I had read was that sulfur pellets were thrown down upon them from a mountain up top, and that cooked everybody down. That sulfur pellets were also found during that article. The world around us, I'm not saying God is going to punish us, but the people that are sick of their children being stolen, kidnapped by another state, they're going to come and punish us. They're going to say, you cannot steal our children. The other states do not want you to steal their children. Now, it's one thing with Planned Parenthood killing 300,000 Americans a year, 300,000 people who are unborn because of Planned Negro Parenthood, Planned Murderhood. They place these places near low-income areas of town so that people can have access to murder their children, not plan and make a baby. They have nothing to do with making children. They are child murderers and one of the biggest supporters of this SB 107 bill. Now, who would be pushing such a murderous agenda upon us but the communists? The Communist Party seeks to destroy the United States, and it is so prevalent in the dealings with the above-the-law presidential son who can just make dealings with the Chinese government while his daddy's out being vice president, or make dealings with Ukraine while his daddy's all vice president. Is there two different law systems going on? Because we've got to figure this out. We've got to figure out if some people are above the law. Is Gavin Newsom above the California law? The fella's just about to get elected, but he had to go to Texas on our California dollar. And I'm not one that even likes paying taxes. And, of course, there's probably a few years that state of California did not refund me money because it said I owed them money. And what am I, someone making $70,000 a year? No. I am not anything like that. I don't want to work any kind of W-2 that forces me into some kind of servitude against the state. So where am I? I'm in America. And America is in me. It doesn't matter where I am in the universe. I am in United States of America. It doesn't matter what language I speak, because pure life, pura vida, is important, and people need to find a way to grasp and understand that we are all beautiful individuals and must not hinder the chances for our children to make their proper educated decisions until they're 18. That's pretty simple. Now, when it comes to parents allowing children to do these gender-affirming choices, that has to do with something similar to, was it statutory rape, about people who are 19 or 20 that are dating people that are under 18, where there is a certain leeway, an age range, where maybe 16 or something, where if the parents sign off on it when the child is of illegal driving age, murdering age, to run people over and murder them, you know, then, I mean, you can't go to war, but you can go get snipped. Now, these need to be ironed out properly. Now, what happens in other states does not stay in that state, and it shall not stay in that state. If someone, we are not a sanctuary state. In no way or form did any Californian vote saying we are a sanctuary, what have you. Oh, we're a sanctuary state. What's that mean? We bring in illegal people who are from another place that do not know, one, our values. They do not even read the language. They might even not know what side of the road to drive on, though I guess in the Western Hemisphere it's all it's all the same. Basically, we cannot give up California to people who are not Californians. Californians are the ones who should be voting to make California a wonderful place, not some place to take people and kidnap and steal them away or accept people from other countries that are not abiding by our laws, by our values, that immigrants, if they do horrible things, should be near put to death. They should be near put to the highest criminal accountability to these people, that they should know that if you come here and you are from another country, and you do a crime, that crime is punishable tenfold what the crime would be for a regular Californian, because Californians and members of the United States have been indoctrinated to all our laws and all our ways of being, that you bring in immigrants that are not indoctrinated to these ways. They need to know that they will be severely punished. Now, it's not like, oh, yeah, we need them to do this or that in the agricultural industry. No, a lot of people in United States and California especially are escaping persecution in other places. It doesn't mean that they can come here to avoid persecution by California. No, we're not here to fill our jails. We're not here to go dump people back on the border so they can go to some other state to go commit crimes. Foreign immigrants need to understand, and the law needs to be put down. And it's just, most people in other parts of the world have greater family values, that have families connected, people visiting, people coming to California actually were raised with better family values than has been eroded by United States and California. So it makes no sense why any of those people would harm anyone else. There's not something you can just get away with. This is not some sanctuary hurt people place. So these ideologies are ideologies, and those that live by and try to enforce their ideologies upon a class of people, upon a group of people, upon an entire state of people need to go, need to get the F on. They need to sit and wear their Soros hat. The people in politics need to wear a jacket that shows everyone that has donated money to them. Anyone that donates more money than one makes in a week, that's irresponsible. Who would you want someone to support you that doesn't know what the world is like, that lives in their silver spoon little world? Oh, I'm going to throw $5,000 at this person, $10,000 at that person, $11,000 at that person. Really? What does that do? What do these people do with this money? These politicians do with this money? It's really horrible that the system has come to this. And honestly, I'd rather go and keep studying to become a doctor, to understand that healthcare is what is needed right now in this world so much more than any of these other horrible things going on. We are in a time where 20 million people have just been sick because of the vaccines they're taking, become sick, and groups are taking money to deny that. There are so many crimes against humanity. Where does one begin? If people are not disgusted by how these people are trying to enforce their ideologies upon you, your children, your friends' children, and your neighbors, it's a boxing match. And you will see, as we go toe to toe against these perversions. There you go. I'm gonna lose. I'm gonna be singled out, pointed out, harmed, because I need to make a better state. California needs to be what it used to be, if all else. Make California great again. Has nothing to do with nobody that was a president or anything. That California has been run over by these ideologists who want to say that, no, we want this because this is our ideal world, so we will make it fit. We'll make you fit in our ideal world. People, if we do not take a stand now and understand that those there is communist influence happening right here in our country, and not just be a denier and a deceiver of the truth and think that Miss Sausalito has things good for us. What is that person doing ruffling the Chinese Communist Party? But she is a puppet of these people to ruffle them and to suddenly be used as an excuse by that Communist Party to soon possibly inflict crimes against humanity against the island of Taiwan. Get that person the hell out of that area. What is that person doing? Just because she owns a whole bunch of NVIDIA and computer stocks and wants to, we're gonna just go check it out, you know. Oh, I mean, she can get away with going there because it's the federal government possibly allowed her to go. But I don't even know about that. So thank you guys so much for listening. This is Crimes Against Humanity Radio. Please let people understand life before you change it for them forever. It's real simple. And don't be a demon also, you know. Don't be satanic and horrible cultist, because those people are the ones pushing murder in Ukraine and giving weapons and murdering people by proxy. So believe in the vote and vote for what you believe in. Vote for your heart. Thank you for listening, and I'll close this out with a little more from the movie Bunraku, Crimes Against Humanity Radio, with your host, Jason Brodsky.
Tomorrow is a new day. The sun will rise and set again in this endless circle of life and strife.
Men like you.